This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Massive crowds in Lebanon turned out for two opposing gatherings today. Backers of Hezbollah attended the funeral of a slain militant blamed for hundreds of American deaths, and their pro-Western opponents who gathered to mark the death of Rafiq Hariri, the former prime minister of Lebanon who was assassinated 3 years ago. Hezbollah's former security chief, Ahmad Mognia, was killed in a car bombing in Syria Tuesday night. Hezbollah blames Israel for the killing and has called for revenge. Israel denies having anything to do with it, but both Israeli and American officials call Mognia a mass murderer and hailed his death. In Iraq, lawmakers there have managed to push through three key measures that had paralyzed the parliament for weeks. Lawmakers set a date for provincial elections. They allotted $48 billion for 2008 spending, and they voted to provide limited amnesty to detainees in Iraqi security. The vote had been held up in part by Kurdish leaders who were afraid their region would get short shrift in the budget. Immediately after the session, which capped weeks of tough political wrangling, the Iraqi parliament began a five-week holiday. To Washington now, where President Bush signed the economic stimulus bill into law. During a White House ceremony yesterday, Bush said he and members of Congress are aware that there's a lot of public concern about the economy.
Congress passed a really good piece of legislation, and they did so in a very expeditious manner.
The economic stimulus bill includes rebate checks and tax incentives for businesses. The first rebate checks of $300 to $1,200 for individuals and couples will begin going out in May. And while no one can tell you what to do with that money, the government is hoping you don't put it in the bank and instead you go spend it and give the economy a boost. A new Quinnipiac poll released today shows presidential candidate Hillary Clinton with double-digit leads over Senator Barack Obama in Ohio and Pennsylvania, both crucial states in upcoming primaries. Clinton has lost 8 straight contests to Obama, and she's been campaigning hard in Texas and other delegate-rich states to try to regain momentum in the tight Democratic race.
Change happens whether we like it or not. The question is not whether we will have change. The question is whether we will have progress that makes a difference in people's lives.
Obama, meanwhile, has been in Wisconsin, where he blamed the Bush administration for the current economic hard times. Here he is speaking yesterday in Janesville.
The fallout from the housing crisis that's cost jobs and wiped out savings was not an inevitable part of the business cycle. It was a failure of leadership and imagination in Washington.
Obama said if elected, he would spend $210 billion over 10 years to create jobs in construction and environmental industries. And finally, Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig has received a harsh scolding from the Senate Ethics Committee yesterday related to his involvement in the undercover sexting operation in Minneapolis last summer. The panel said Craig acted improperly when he brandished his Senate business card to a police officer who alleged that Craig was in the bathroom soliciting sex. The panel also criticized how Craig later tried to have his guilty plea overturned, saying it reflected poorly on his position as a lawmaker and the Senate as a whole. Craig, who's denied any wrongdoing, says he'll serve out his term and will not seek re-election. That's the news, and it is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.